Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. Oh my god, wait. Oh my god. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the B-List. There's so much to cover. Oh my fucking god. I'm joined by my friend. You guys may know him from you've been here like before, once or twice. Twice?
Yeah.
Once. Twice. Yeah. Nolan Bellavance. He's a designer. He's one of my oldest friends.
Hey.
You came on the right day.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, fuck.
I don't even know how I feel right now. Like, I don't. It's, I'm figuring. I feel like, you know what I feel like? A detective.
Today, by the way, happy anniversary of Nixon resigning.
Oh, yeah.
How iconic is that?
Like, how, it's just
perfect.
The stars have aligned.
Everyone, the date is Monday, August 8th.
Mark that on your calendars.
Mark that on your fucking calendars, you guys. Before we get into like the main mess, how are you? What's going on? How's LA?
Oh, I thought I was. it's good. It's finally getting hot.
Yeah.
That's about to burn, you know.
Wow, it's been like 100 degrees here every fucking day. It was like 93 degrees here.
I've been seeing that, but it looks like it's like constantly swamp air.
Yeah.
And it just will just rain on you.
It's actually been a really fun summer, monkeypox and everything else, and like the rest of the world dying aside.
It looks cute.
It's cute. Yeah.
Having a good time. Everyone, the vibe. I love New York.
I told Instagram that when I get my second shot 2 weeks in, I want to have an independence party like Sheree did in season two.
Y'all are gonna one of like 17 people who can actually get the second dose. So
yeah,
will not come.
Yeah, people can come, they just can't get too close to nobody, but I'm gonna be fine. I'm leaving the city to go get my shot, second dose. So
I'm gonna try.
It's the only way you can get it.
No, I'm going to try and get it in Canada.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are doing. They're like literally leaving the States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're giving it out like candy in Canada. Like literally anyone who wants one can get it. That's the requirement.
Chicago, they're giving out like 5 a day.
I mean, yeah.
The gays are literally bubbling there.
Well, it's good because it's disproportionately affecting Black communities. So.
Yeah, for sure. But that's not to say that there's not Black gays in. Yeah. Market days just happen. I've never been to market days and I really wanted to like go one day.
I have a friend who's there in it.
Midwest gays are such trash. I thought I would have so much fun.
It looks cute.
Sorry, y'all go drag me. There's so many Midwest gays that are listening to this. Y'all, I actually love Chicago. Chicago's lit. Like I actually would live in Chicago if it wasn't so fucking cold.
Which I'm from Canada.
Food hits.
I can drag Midwest
museums. Yeah. You know what's really fun in the Midwest is Minneapolis. And there's actually a huge gay scene in Minneapolis. It's kind of like a mecca for like.
I love corn-fed boys. Love.
Can I just say, I don't like corn.
It's hard to digest.
I just really.
Literally, in one way or another, it's in everything.
It'll come out. It's coming out the way.
Gross. Like a little nugget.
Oh, shut up. Oh, wait. So I just have never liked corn. I think it's like it's such a pointless vegetable, though. It like literally has like no nutritional value, right? What are you laughing at? What?
I don't know. Why are we talking about corn?
I don't know. It has like zero nutritional value. It's like iceberg lettuce, except like sweeter and weird.
Literally in everything. Like,
yeah. Like, oh, no. America, like half of the shit here is corn.
Everything is corn.
Probably the cause of cancer.
I mean, everything is. Have you seen that, like the thing about seed oils?
No. What now?
There's a list. You can find it on the internet, I'm sure. Google it.
No, I'm not gonna Google this. I don't give a fuck about this shit. Everything got cancer in it.
Well,
why Leah McSweeney the other day post, my friend, she posted on Instagram on her story. She's like a guide to like all the suntanning oils and sunscreens that have carcinogens. And I'm like, well, what the fuck is the other option? What are we supposed to do?
There's three options and they're probably like really expensive.
Well, I don't.
yeah, it's a new world we're living in, you know?
Yeah.
Our parents just let all of this shit happen.
Well, fuck corn. But let's get to the meat and the potatoes of what happened today. You like that segue?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Trump got fucking raided by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago. He's actually in New York right now, so he actually wasn't there, which really sucked. But that's so slick of them, too.
They caught him outside Trump Tower in a shame walk.
They got like, his ass.
They were like, hey, comment. He waved from, like, of course, like 300 feet away.
Yeah, because they have barricades there.
It's over.
Y'all, they got his ass. They got his ass good, y'all.
They got it in such a way.
Yeah.
So satisfying.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like an actual crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a little crime. And basically, it will be like the penalty is that he just can't run for office. That's literally what the penalty for the crime that they have him for is.
Let me just catch everyone up really quick. It's Monday, August 8th. Former President Donald J. Trump he actually said the FBI didn't release a statement, but he went on Truth Social, the premier social network, if anyone's ever been on it. He said that the FBI searched his Palm Beach, Florida home, which is Mar-a-Lago, and they broke open a safe. He said, they even broke open my safe. I lost it when he wrote, they even broke open my safe.
That place looks like a dump from the aerial views.
They got his ass good. They got his ass. You know what, the FBI raids someone's house, they don't do it because they think they're going to get something. They do it because...
full permission.
You know what I think he said the broken safe thing about? I feel like he probably doesn't even know that they broke open his safe, but it's like a wink to his allies warn them.
Oh, that statement was not written by him. It was written by Ivanka.
Yeah.
And it was worded in such a way that I'm sure she knows how to word things because she grew up around Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Notify people when they should fucking start hiding their own shit. And that word safe, whatever, that total.
Ooh, I hope they get her too. So apparently, the search, according to multiple people familiar with the investigation, appeared to be focused on material that Mr. Trump had brought with him to Mar-a-Lago from the White House, which is, by the way, already a federal crime, like taking shit from the fucking White House. Hello. It was like 15 boxes of classified documents, which, by the way, also this morning it was reported, Molly Jong-Fast reported that he was like flushing documents down the toilet, and she had like photographs.
Wadded. Pictures of wads of fucking paper in a toilet.
Elise Stefanik's name was written in Sharpie on one of the pieces of paper.
Good. She did. That's exactly where she.
That's where you end up when you be all up in his ass like that in the toilet. Stupid bitch. Hate these people.
Honestly,
these people are so.
I'm sick of having Martha say it.
But the whole situation really happened because he delayed returning those 15 boxes of material requested by the officials with the National Archives for many months. He only did so for some of them when there was fear of, you know, a threat of action to retrieve them.
Yeah, they were like, you can't take those, please return them. And he was like, I will do nothing of the sort. And they were like, okay, but they belong to us. And he was like, I don't give a flying fuck. And then they were like, okay, but you're confirming that you have them. they're mine. I'm president. Please. Fuck, he fucking says all the time. Pardon my language. And then they were like, no, dude, those are ours. And then he was like, okay.
What are you gonna do, dude.
And then the Justice Department was like, we're going to come fucking get them. And they did.
Yeah.
And I'm
so hyped because like this past 2 weeks, Biden's actually been killing it. I'm sorry. He actually has. No, Biden's been killing it. Like, it's about time he woke up.
This is like what we've been needing and waiting for. And honestly, I do have to say, and we may have even talked about this. This was all strategic. Not everything is, but they've been waiting. Like, everything in politics is strategic.
Yeah.
I don't believe that this raid and the passing of anything or whatever were connected in any way, because of it, that just is an insane thing to think.
Mm-hmm.
But it bodes very well for Democrats.
Yes. Oh, November is going to be a... Well, first off, Roe v. Wade. I mean, by the way, we hadn't even talked about what happened in Kansas last week. If everyone isn't fully aware of what happened, the constituents struck down an attempt by the lawmakers to basically completely ban abortion there. They were like, no. They were like, we're one of the most conservative red states you could fucking ever dream of. But they were like, but one thing's for certain, we're not open to like having any more human rights taken away.
Or any rights taken away. There or any, like, they were like unapologetically, like, you cannot touch them. What the fuck are you doing? It's like, and the way it was written, it wasn't even written in a way that was like, oh, this is, I'm a little stoned and I'm not good at reciting things, but like the language of it, obviously I'm paraphrasing, is like, it's not, you can't have an abortion. It's like some fucked up language that like doesn't even make sense, which then just leaves the door open to removing anything.
Yeah.
That anyone in power wants. That's the thing. That's their fucking, that's the whole point of their game, is to change things just a little bit into fascism to open the floodgate.
Yeah.
It's like, we just need that one little rule change. Like, if we just need one school board director, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's what's scary about it, because it's like, once you are infected, it's really hard to cut out a fucking infection.
Yeah. It's going to be a bloodbath in November, elections wise, just because they're really overshooting their mark in terms of fascism and like all of this shit. It's just like, and this is only the beginning. Now they got all these boxes. Oh, it's going to be swift.
It's so dumb too, the way that these Republicans are like hopping on board, because like, I truly believe in, you know, what it comes down to is like, education. A lot of these fucking idiots in Congress
educated.
Are not educated well, and I'm not saying that in like a elite way. Like, they are literally just fucking stupid. Like,
you live in America. I don't think having basic education and civic engagement and civic education is like elitist. I think it's just like, you weren't paying attention.
Literally, like,
we literally get a free education here. Like, what?
Lauren Boebert, like, these people are just like dumb as fuck, and they don't even.
I'm allowed to say that Trump voters are dumb. Because I am, because it's like, if you're voting for him, it's too clear. Like, if you're mad at Joe Biden for inflation, you clearly don't understand how civics works. Yeah, you don't understand how Joe Biden can't flick a switch. And so, like, I can call you dumb if you weren't paying attention during high school.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. The American governing system is actually quite easy to understand, and we learn it in high school. And I'm Canadian. So you are correct. Anyone who's trying to abuse it or disabuse it is fucking stupid.
Marjorie Taylor Greene just tweeted right before we got on here. She said, defund the FBI.
Please?
Like, literally months ago, back the blue. Now it's like, defund the FBI. I'm like, these people are losing their minds. I'm obsessed, actually.
If we can fucking, like, let's use that. She wants to defund the police.
Yeah.
Pull her out.
Yeah. Love it. So crazy.
But it's just like, it goes to show you just how warped their understanding is, because they're so fucking stupid that they can't actually wrap their head around actual reality. Like, there's something missing where they're like, oh no, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, what? But everyone else is like, you're insane. I just don't understand what that is.
Speaking of insanity, Alex Jones was just ordered to pay more than $49 million in damages to the parents of a boy killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. If anyone's not fully familiar with who he is, and I don't blame you if you aren't, because why would you pay attention to this literal piece of excrement? But he's got like, is he like a podcaster? What is he? He's a show, InfoWars. He has like a website.
The conspiracy theorist.
Yes. He basically said that Sandy Hook was like a false flag operation in order for like the it's just like so fucking nuts. Anyways, the parents, rightfully so, took his ass to fucking court and sued his ass. And now the Texas jury, I think $49 million was like the most that they could possibly, that they threw the book at his ass.
There's something, there's still also two or three more cases coming.
Yes, two more trials. Yeah, this two trials where they're going to decide how much he can actually,
yeah,
so actually pays.
So they were going for 150 and they got a third of it, which is
like, oh, okay, okay, yeah.
It's like, I don't, I mean, the judge, as much as like it was fun to watch her in court,
yeah,
like, demean him.
Yeah, yeah, she should have gone more.
Beat him like shit. It did kind of surprise me at how low the compensatory damages were.
Yeah.
But
$49 million is still quite a bit.
I mean, it's totally fine. It's not even really about a number. I think what they're aiming for is to
stop this in the future.
Well, and make him so deficient as like an adult human in the world that he can't function. Like, that would be justice. I want that man penniless.
Yes.
Like, and unable to get another penny.
But so, Americans made him a millionaire to begin with, so I have all the faith that he'll get it back.
I know, but
that just sucks. Yeah.
Think about it. It's like, take everything away from him. He deserves nothing. And then, sure, start fresh from being ruined. Like, I want it to be to the point that he is in so much debt that he can never, like, get a credit card. You know what I mean?
Like, that part, that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, unhirable. Like, sure, people can throw money in him on GoFundMe, but like, that can only really go so far.
No, I want him destitute. I want him to like suck dick for a Metro pass. Like, I'm like, yeah, this guy is literally scum of the earth. $49 million is not enough.
No,
but oh my god, wait,
news update.
Sandy Hook family's lawyer just confirmed that a naked photo of Alex Jones's wife was found in his phone records, because, you know, they had to send all the phone records to, and they accidentally sent all of his records, which is a whole other story, guys. If you're interested in that, go Google it. It's
holy shit. The
insanity.
Trial. You think the Amber Heard trial was fucking crazy?
This is nutty.
Fucking fake. This is insane.
But that's not it. But that's not it. Naked photos of Alex Jones's wife were in his phone, but they added that Alex sent that naked photo of his wife to Roger Stone. These people are so gross.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh my god.
I'm not surprised. That is
no.
They all seem like swingers.
Yeah, like all creeps. Like, those are the cocaine fueled orgies.
Oh yeah, there is definitely a fishbowl for keys to go in at Mar-a-Lago.
Like, oh,
sick.
Fuck that, a turtle tank.
Well, you know what? Let's drive that home. Talk about the fucking cabal of like fiends. Like,
very strange.
Like, The bottom line about all of the things about Trump world too is that it's always a projection of exactly what's going on with them.
It's
you know, they're like,
oh, every accusation is a confession.
Yeah, I'm not fucking 14-year-old girls.
And they are.
Sure.
That's why y'all too much. No, y'all are way too concerned about genitalia, children's genitalia and all that weird shit. Y'all are very concerned about that.
Literally, why are you talking about it? It's something you literally eradicate.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up. Bring it up to your therapist with your loved ones if it happens to you. And I'm very sorry if it did. We can put, if you're struggling with mental health or anything, we will put up a hotline for you.
I ain't doing that. Y'all know where to find that shit. Good luck. I hope y'all figure it out. I love y'all. Everyone got, you know, sweat to, but no, I ain't doing all that. Y'all better get out of here talking about kids, genitalia and all that weird shit.
Like, woo. So it's infuriating, but it's infuriating, but
let's get on some funny shit, though, because I have some funny news.
Okay.
Teresa Giudice got married this weekend. Sorry, I'm so excited that it all just flowed out. Teresa Giudice, or formerly Giudice, now she's going to be Ruelas. I think that's his last name. Louis Ruelas? Ruelas?
Sure.
She's going to be that now. She got married.
In a in about four wigs.
Well, I have some notes on that, by the way. Do you know how much, can you just guess how much the hair cost?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask how much it weighed. Cost, like, I don't know, $5,000? Just
guess. Oh, higher. No. $10,000. $10,000. $10,000 for the hair. Here's the details. 1,500 bobby pins were used. Took over 2 hours to take out. The extensions alone cost $7,000. The stylist cost $2,500. The look was exactly what she wanted. Louis likes her hair pulled back. It was made with all human hair. None of it was synthetic. There was a custom insert for the height alone. And then they used hairspray and teasing to get that effect.
Right.
And then the hairstylist had to stand on a chair to get the veil on.
I hope there's video of that.
And then it's funny because if you look at her first wedding, she basically has the same, it's more like a caricaturized version of caricaturized. Yeah, you could say caricature. Right. Yeah. Version of her first wedding's hair. It's literally the same style, just a different color and larger.
And
it's like if you drew from memory her style from her first wedding, but you were like high on acid.
That is exactly what I
did. And I gave you like crayons and they were like melting. So it would be like that.
It literally looks like a giant bowl of spaghetti, but in like a cone.
I actually love it. Like, I think it's so Jersey. It's all so Jersey and so perfect for her.
It is possibly the most Jersey thing that has ever happened. That is, she actually may have created a new state.
Yeah. Yeah.
In her home on that night.
Newer Jersey. It would be. Newer. She had a star-studded event. Tons of housewives were there. Dorinda was there. Drinking all that free liquor. You know, she probably showed up with bottles clinking in her bag.
The thing about Dorinda is you look at a picture of her and like, when was this taken? Like, I saw the picture of them at the wedding and I was like, was this 10 years ago? Or was this... They both look exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Dorinda's look has changed a bit from her first season, though, because I was watching an episode from season seven.
Her first season
hit. She was drunk as a skunk all the fucking time. She was just slurring. She wasn't quite mean yet, but kind of mean. It hit. Dorinda was fucking it. They were on vacation and she's like, "What are you talking about? So I'm sitting right here." And they're like, "What the fuck is she talking about?" Because she never talks when she's sober that first season. She just only started like, she would be pretty quiet and she'd just be quietly sipping, and then all of a sudden she'd get drunk and just start screaming at Heather Thompson. Go back and watch that whole season. It is so fucking good.
How many years ago was that now?
That was like 2000. That was before the election. So that was like 2015, maybe 2014.
Really? I thought it was longer than that.
8 years ago, maybe. Wow. God, we had it so good. New York was so good for so long.
Yeah, the Obama years were great.
Dorinda was there.
She was.
Phaedra.
Yep.
Phaedra looked great. Kenya was there. Didn't like Kenya's dress at all. It was like some weird green flowy. It looked like it was from Chico's. Cynthia did not look good. She had a shake and go on and a dress that was three sizes too small. I live for Cynthia. Trust me, guys. I love her. But and Mama usually looks good, but it just didn't hit the way it was supposed to.
He was running late.
Yeah. Jennifer Aiden looked great as one of the bridesmaids. Did you see her? Do you know who Jennifer Aiden is?
No.
You would. Yeah, you don't watch Jersey, right?
No.
The wedding is being filmed for a special. I think it's like a 3-part special that's going to be separate from the show.
I'll
get into this in a minute. But Jennifer Aiden, I was saying Jennifer Aiden, it's a shame you don't watch Jersey because you would absolutely. She would be one of your top housewives of all time, I think.
She's cute.
You would like Jennifer Aiden. She's very tacky and funny and slapsticky and gets very wasted to the point where she like falls down on her face and has to be carried out of parties by her husband.
We watched when I was there in November.
We did? What did we watch? I mean, definitely you knew. Do you know what was happening in the episodes that we were watching?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Questions I can't answer.
Okay. Well, you would love Jennifer Aydin, trust. She was a bridesmaid. Dolores is a bridesmaid. You know who wasn't?
Who?
Melissa Gorga, because her and Joe did not show up to the wedding.
Did they forget?
It gets more. It gets crazier. A couple days before they filmed the finale party for the season that they just shot of the show, and cheating allegations came up against Melissa. They said that Teresa met with somebody who told her that Melissa cheated on Joe, was making out with some guy in the city. And then someone brought it up at the finale party. And so they were like, fuck this woman. We're not showing up to her wedding. How insane is that?
Wait, no, that's what we watched when I was there in November. We watched an episode where Melissa and George, and that's why I love, because I fell in love with Melissa and George.
Melissa and Joe.
Oh, they're so cute. Whatever, George is their last name. Georgia?
Georgia. Georgia! Melissa Georgia. Joe Georgia.
All of these names will leave my memory in 4 minutes.
Okay.
We're so cute. And there was someone else was like, there was like another cheating allegation. And Teresa got all fucking crazy in someone's house.
Was it like they were in the shore, the Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
And did someone throw cheese? Like a cheese plate?
It was raining. It was outside and it was raining and it was someone's event and they were like talking about how someone was cheating. And then Teresa like went to the house.
Do you guys love this? Like, well, like someone who's like smoked weed and then like they're like trying to recount what Real Size of New Jersey episode was. And I'm like, I'm trying to help you.
They're screaming at you, why don't you know this episode? And they're like, it's this one. It's this
one. No, baby, you're like making an amalgamation of like several different episodes. If you guys know what it is, do let me know. Raining outside.
I'm trying to find it. Anyways. It was raining and then they got drunk. Anyways, it just sounds exactly what happened in what you just told me about the reunion or the show before the wedding.
Hold on. Yeah, well it's different. Someone else's, yeah. So anyways, get this though. So now it just came out today because Joe and Melissa didn't show up to the wedding. Teresa sent them a bill because she has to pay for their dinner. You know, the food is expensive at the event. So she sent them a fucking bill.
What?
How petty is that?
I live for, oh my God. I'm looking at her makeup photos.
Who, Teresa's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I love her. She actually looks so good. I'm so sorry, guys. She looks so good. Look at that. Oh my God, the TikTok.
Her contouring's crazy.
I hope you guys all had as much fun with the Teresa wedding as I did. Yeah, good luck, Teresa. I don't know. I think it'll last.
What's his deal?
Scammer. Seems like a scammer. Through and through. Face does not move. They're perfect for each other, though. I mean, just don't sign any documents, Teresa, because you know what happened the first time.
He didn't sign it.
Girl, if you go to... Oh, God. That's what they said. Well, don't sign any other documents with him, Teresa, besides a prenup, because you know what happened the first time you were doing that shit with Joe Giudice. You went in.
You went to prison.
Yeah. And now you got priors, girl, so they ain't going to play with you next time. You go get in there and they go put you right away. They'll put you underneath the jail.
Nope.
You got priors. I know how it is. Biden kept getting COVID like 50 times this past month. Did he even get okay? And then they're like, oh, so sorry. Biden has COVID again.
Well, they needed time to let any workers doing settle. They have to, you know,
You know what's funny? He got COVID. We were all like, oh my God, he's going to die. He's going to die. He ended up having the best 2 weeks of his entire presidency.
Of like,
shit actually got done.
like the list is like kind of remarkable.
It's kind of remarkable. Like shit's getting passed every day. Shit's getting like I'm like, maybe you should just stay in. Like maybe let Kamala deal with this shit. Kamala's probably like,
but where is Kamala?
I don't know.
Does Kamala know where she is?
Honestly, it's really good. I think that she's laying low because people hate her so much.
It's crazy. I heard some commentary today. Someone was like, the problem with Kamala Harris and her camp is that they don't know what they're like at this point, like why they're running, or like why what they're in it for in terms of like running in 2024, meaning like,
yeah,
she's basically just like standing around.
Yeah.
like if there's anything that needs to change on top of like all the other shit needs to change,
we need a different vice president.
Like, well, not even we need a different vice president, but like they should actually have like a real job.
Or we need a different president. I mean, but that's a whole other situation. But I mean, we ain't gonna get into all that. We got to deal with the midterms first. But
well, yeah, we will, but think long term. I think that's the thing. You know, we all get so caught up in news cycles.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
speaking of a news cycle, I got caught up in.
Oh shit! What?
HBO Max seemed like it was gonna go under.
I don't understand.
Everyone is freaking out. They're like, HBO, but I'm hearing different reports that HBO Max isn't gonna get under. Guys, just to catch everybody up. HBO Max was canceling a ton of shows last week, in case you weren't paying attention. Batgirl, which was like a show that they spent, what, $90 million on?
The movie,
yeah, sorry. Is it? But it was like a... Man. It was a lot. It was a $90 million, please. Look it up.
Really?
$90 million is normal for like those kinds of...
That's so much money. No wonder it got canceled.
No, but they had already filmed it, like it was done, and then they just said that we're not going to ever air it on any platform. It's just gonna, I don't understand. So people started saying, oh, is HBO Max going to go under? And then there were all these reports that it was going to be turned into Discovery Plus. It doesn't make any sense, right? I don't, like, y'all about to discover that nobody watches Discovery Plus. How about that?
Like, why?
I'm confused, because if I'm watching HBO Max and y'all are watching HBO Max and you're watching it, who's not watching it? Because to me, it seems like the most popular of all of the streaming networks, because it's got the best quality.
Well, what I do appreciate about this is the content that they seem to be axing is definitely.
Yeah,
back.
I see.
And just be cut.
No. And Just Like That was one of them. And I need Just. And just like that,
they'll probably broker some deal about doing like one more season and they'll call it a day. But like the list of shows, I'm like, what the fuck is, never heard of this. Like, thank God. Yes, please cut it. There are something like 80,000 current television shows that are like currently airing.
Yeah.
That's too many.
Yeah.
Like I go on Netflix and I'm like, what is that? Why would I?
Yeah.
It's like there's too much now where it's like it's not even like the quality of it is so degraded, but like it's just unappealing. Everything I look like, what is that?
Yeah, yeah. I know. I went on a date and then this guy was like, oh, you should watch. He said, The Man in the High Castle. He's like, it's the best television show of the past decade. Why did I watch it? And I was like, this doesn't hit. The concept is cool.
Well, yeah, it's like a classic novel, but...
But it didn't... The actual execution of it, I was like, this does not hit. Now I'm going to have to, like, never go on a date with him again.
They did never call him again.
Yeah.
Is he... I hope he's listening.
He doesn't.
He does, because I'm going to send this to him.
HBO Max, it seems safe for now. I don't know.
No, it's safe. Like, HBO is HBO. Like, it is literally the number. Like, look at their Emmy nominations. Like, they literally have the most awards out of any. Like, HBO is not going anywhere. This is a subscription thing that's like some guy's coming in and he's like reworking all the budgets because he's stingy. Mm. And he's gonna like probably save them a lot more money, which they'll pump back into quality programming, and just like they're absorbing, and they just like did this whole thing with CNN Plus, how they were gonna do all that, and then it all got scrapped, and then it all got pushed into Discovery, and now Discovery is getting pushed into HBO. It's just like, it's conglomerate bullshit, and everyone is like dumb, they don't understand what happens. So just, you know.
Yeah, but sucks about Batgirl, really wanted to see that.
You know, it's weird. It's weird because like it had like a following already, and like
Mike
Keaton was like reprising his original role.
Yeah, which is like very fucking cool.
So it had continuity. I don't understand. I hope that I know they went over budget, but like, I don't know, sell the rights to that. That movie should get released.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if it's terrible, like I want to see that.
I'll watch it.
Fucking Black. Like,
you know what really fell off? Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman first one hit. Second one, woo.
I mean,
so disappointing.
4 years for them to make that movie, and then it came out, and then the pandemic hit, and then Gal Gadot had that weird thing like on about singing.
Okay, but that's not what ruined it though. The movie actually fucking sucked.
Oh yeah, the movie was like 9 hours long too. I remember it being like, when is this gonna end?
And it was supposed to be set in the 80s, but didn't feel very 80s.
No,
and
there were like 15-minute scenes where it was just them like walking around the Natural History Museum talking.
Yeah.
Like literally like work drama. I was like, what the fuck? Fuck
off. The Office. You know what else is a movie that fucking sucked?
What?
Nope. Let's get into it. I want to go over to the B-side with you. I want to discuss Nope. We can fight about it. Well, before we go over to the B-side, let's talk a little bit about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and then we'll straddle.
Okay.
Love Team Sutton over here.
I straddled this weekend.
Oh, my God. All right. Diana Jenkins is the devil. She's never going to get it back. She's never going to have that moment. She had maybe like a pop of a moment the first episode, and people were like, oh, she seems rich and cool. And then you got to know her a little more. Like, I never want to see this woman again.
Oh, I want to see Jennifer Coolidge play her in like a like that would be fascinating.
Okay, true.
She's not relevant enough to be, unless like that all of the rumors about her being like a sex trafficker.
She's not even like interesting enough to be like a good villain. It's like I don't even think that's true, those stories, because otherwise they would really be.
I do find her like her vast wealth to be suspicious, but I always find wealthy people to be suspicious. You know,
find her husband to be suspicious.
Yeah, it's just like, what's like, she was, I don't know. Like,
her husband.
She's so rich.
Her husband.
Her ex-husband.
No, her husband that she's married to now, the young guy.
Young guy's rich?
No, I'm not saying he's rich. I'm just saying that he's one of the girls. You probably see him at the Abbey or something out there in LA or wherever the fuck y'all be.
I mean, that girl, she got some hair.
Yeah.
He knows how to fit it.
He had his back turned, and I thought it was Lisa Rinna in one scene because he had a match.
Very flirty.
Yes. He was saying girl. Yeah, he called Erica girl. And y'all, I'm not saying it's okay if he is, and it's okay if they're that's their bit.
I get the vibe that Diana's like into it. I think that I think that she likes to peg him.
She likes to peg him, and she licks her lips, watches while he brings. Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah.
Okay, weird. No, I bet you they're into like.
They're definitely
like,
weirdo shit. Yeah, weirdo. But I'm not even. Sorry, I'm trying to be sex positive, so it's cool. Weird. It's weirdo because it's her, and.
Weirdo in the sense that like it's unconventional. I mean, I'm a fucking weirdo, I can say that.
But it's more just like she gives me that she's in a cult anyways. Yeah, she's just like she has no soul. So
it does become weirdo when she has been like, you know, accused of being a sex trafficker. So
that's yes.
You know, different like wanting to just like watch some dude fuck your gay husband.
Yeah.
Her son's hot. I was like, he can stay.
He is, actually. So.
But weird.
But yeah, very weird. But like, I like weird, so.
Yeah. But like, he was like, I know Paris. Oh shit, he's like 21. Paris Hilton's like 40.
Yeah, it's very weird.
You know, it's like she's not a kid. She's like, she could be their mom.
LA is so weird.
LA is very weird.
Let's go over to the B-side. I want to talk about this, and I want to talk a bit about Nope. Do you want to tell the people about your Instagram? Or, well, you know, you're private on Instagram.
Yeah, you can never. Sorry.
But you have an open Twitter. You're on Twitter.
Yeah, but I think I'm open. Yeah, you can find that there.
Yeah, what?
You probably won't follow me, but you can if you want.
Nolan Bellavance.
Yeah, that's it. And you can follow me on Instagram, but I'll only accept you for hot. Sorry.
Guys, you know where to find me on Instagram. I'm Pet Shop Boy. I'm @Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. I'm actually Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. What else?
I want a Cameo for my birthday.
Yeah.
Someone buy me a Cameo of B.
Buy a good person like Miss Juicy Baby. She does really good ones.
Well, she died.
Oh my god. No, she had a heart, she had a stroke. She's coming back.
Okay, good. I love her.
I have cameos from Luann and Kim D. Kim D from the owner of Posh.
That's pretty good.
From Rouse's in New Jersey.
I would
Kim D's good.
From, I don't know, find out on the B-side.
Yeah. You guys come over to the B-side. Patreon.com/TheBList is the website. Just go there. You can subscribe there to get this and all past bonus episodes. And we're going to fight about Nope. We're going to talk a little bit about Sutton and Garcelle because they are literally the middle-aged female versions of you and I.
That's very true.
Yeah. Actually, you and I are more like Kim and Nene, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We're like season one and two Kim and Nene.
That sick relationship.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we'll see you on the B-side. Bye.
Bye.